What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled "The Mullahs Have Finally Legalized Prostitution by Issuing a Fatwa That It's Okay for Hijabis to Get a Hymen Reconstructive Surgery." So as you guys can see, I'm walking around Meisner Park in Boca Raton. A hot, humid Florida day as normal, but you get used to the heat and humidity, especially if you wait until like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock before you start walking around. Now, one thing you're gonna notice here in Meisner Park is that there are security and police all over, and the reason behind it is that this is a rich neighborhood. You just can't have anybody walking around here. So for all of you people out there who believe you can come into a place like this, grab your junk, walk around saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, you'll be asked to leave Meisner Park, or you will be arrested and sent to jail for the rest of your life for being, you know, one of those creeps who likes to harass women. So, it's a very, very hot day and I need my iced tea. So, if you guys remember, a couple of weeks ago I made a video titled "Hijabis Are So Out of Control That the Mullahs Don't Know What to Do." So obviously, the Mullahs made the decision that, you know what, we cannot fight whoredom, so we're just gonna make whoredom Islamically permissible now. So pretty much, this ruling that allows women to get their hymen repaired is basically the mullah saying it's okay for a woman to be a sharmuta. Now, as you guys know, I was married to a hijabi. She did have the hymen reconstructive surgery, and guess what? She was still a sharmuta. Guys, I know there are a lot of guys in the manosphere who like to say no hymen, no diamond. Trust me, there's a surgery for hymen replacement surgery, a hymen replacement. It cost about $1,000. That's the going price in Egypt. I'm gonna put the link in the bottom. You know, if you're watching this on MGTOW TV, you're watching it weeks before it goes up on YouTube, if ever, because YouTube has been getting rid of a lot of my videos, and I really am not that active on YouTube anymore, other than trying to get new people over to MGTOW TV. So if you're watching this on YouTube, trust and believe, it's been on MGTOW TV for days, perhaps even weeks. So what's happening right now, guys, is that the women in Egypt, they're sleeping around, they're having the time of their life, and then after they had their fun, they want some beta male provider to come in and wife them up. Now, when I was living in Egypt before I got married to the hijabi, I was at a place called the Citadel. I was out, you know, it was 1 o'clock at night. I was enjoying tea, working on my computer like I normally do. And this 15, 16 year old Egyptian kid comes up to me like in the middle of the night and he says, "Hey, you like this girl?" And he points to a girl standing behind him, a hijabi. She's probably 14, maybe 15 years old herself. And I'm like, no. So apparently what happened in this case is this young punk had his fun with the girl. Now he's on to his next victim. And he wants to get rid of this girl by having her move on to a good guy like myself. So what's happening right now in the Middle East? All these hijabis who are losing their virginity, they're losing their virginity to the guy who makes that pussy wet. You guys need to understand, when a woman is 15, 16 years old, she's not gonna sleep with the beta male. She's not gonna sleep with the incel. She's gonna sleep with the alpha male. She's gonna sleep with the hot guy. She's gonna sleep with the guy who makes that pussy wet. And once she does sleep with that type of guy who took her virginity, she has bonded to him. This is why in the Torah, if a man and a woman have sex, they are forced to get married. In Islam, you're not, you know, of all the things you can do in Islam, divorce is the most hated action in Islam. In Christianity, you're not even supposed to get a divorce in Christianity. This just goes to show you guys that once a woman gets her virginity taken by a man, that's it. She bonds to that man. So when a woman sleeps with Chad and Tyrone at the age of 14, 15, then she goes out, finds another Chad and Tyrone, sleeps with him, and by the time she gets to legal age 18, she has probably slept with hundreds of guys, and her ability to pair bond is long gone. So what do you do in a time like this when you have the mullah effectively saying it is halal, it is Islamically permissible for a woman to lose her virginity and then get that hymen replacement surgery? What do you do in a time like this? Now, like that southern black pill Israeli guy we had here a couple of months ago, he was 100% right when he said the best the modern female can be today is a... the best she can be today is a concubine. So, just like the mullahs made a fatwa saying it is Islamically permissible for a woman to be a sharmuta, well, guess what? I, Amr Metwali, the Talmid Chacham, Big Siddiq, seed of King David, I'm gonna make a fatwa myself, and I'm gonna say marriage is off limits. The average woman today is simply not marriage material. At best, a woman today is a concubine. This is why I'm a big proponent of the harem system. You know, the harem system, women pretty much are side hoes, okay? Now, I know a lot of people out there like to say the harem system is, you know, sex slavery. No. If anybody ever tells you that the harem system is sex slavery, tell them that the harem system really is a system for side hoes. Okay? Women today are not worthy of marriage. You know, I don't understand. All these rich guys, they got like a freaking Lambo, Porsche, stuff like that. And they always have the goddamn engine revving up as if it's a cool thing. I guarantee you they're Arabs. Yeah, they're Arabs. Now, if you guys remember back when a couple of years ago I was in Santa Monica making a video for you guys, and all of a sudden an Arab was like driving a Lambo at like 5 miles an hour, and he was like, vroom, vroom, vroom. See, this is what happens when you have a small dick and you are a fugly motherfucker. You have to make up for it by having a very expensive car and getting attention to yourself, you know. And guys need to, you know, guys, when I'm sitting at Starbucks, like right around the corner, and some guy is driving around in a Maserati, in a Lambo, boom, boom, boom. Women are not saying, oh my God, my pussy is so wet. They're saying, oh my God, that guy is such an idiot. This is what you idiots out there have to understand. If you are a fugly motherfucker and you're driving around in that Lambo making noises like vroom, 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 trust and believe, women see you as a stupid idiot. They don't see you as somebody who's cool, man, and you make that pussy wet. So, just an FYI for all the losers out there who have to show up with their fancy schmancy cars, revving up the engine for absolutely no reason at all, other than trying to get laid. So, in this time where women today are pretty much sharmutas, all of them, you have to find the one that is the least sharmuta. Now, personally, me, Amr Metwali, if you're not a virgin, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Now, with the virgin, with the hymen replacement surgeries, a woman can lie to you and she can tell you that she's a virgin when in reality she's not a virgin. So there's really no, unless you can administer some sort of test where it can find out if a woman is a virgin or not, it's going to be next to impossible to know if a woman is a virgin or not in nowadays. So the best thing to do, guys, is to let me go to another area. So the best thing to do today with the modern female is harem system. That's the best you can do with the modern female. You can't really do anything else with them because they're not worthy of being wives. The best a modern female can be today is to be a side hoe. That's the best she can be. She can't be anything else. Let me see if I can wipe the camera clean. Okay, a little bit better. Not that much better, but a little bit better. So, yeah, guys, if any of you guys are under the illusion of getting married, stuff like that, don't do it. Do not get married. I mean, the only person who's stupid enough to get married is Yogi Obes, and that's because, well, he's desperate. Plus, he's probably trying to get to live in Sweden and have a rich woman take care of him. So, other than that, you know, look, if you're Yogi Obes, if you're Jeremy Meeks, you're getting married because some woman is going to take care of you. That's the only reason why a man should get married today, is that the woman is going to take care of him. You know, maybe she's going to give him a better life in a foreign country or some shit like that. But do not get married to a woman and give her the better life, because trust and believe, guys, even if the woman is a fucking 14, 15 year old girl from the villages in Egypt, chances are she's not gonna be a virgin. Again, I told you guys, I was approached by an Egyptian dude, not even 16, 17 years old, trying to set me up with a fucking 14 year old hijabi. And you can tell that this guy had his fun with that hoe. So even 14, 15 year old girls in Egypt, in the villages, have lost their virginity. So do not get married. If you're watching this video, do not get married. I don't care if she's American, I don't care if she's European, I don't care if she's Asian, I don't care if she's Arab. The modern woman today, gentlemen, is a sharmuta. She's a hoe. The best she can ever hope for is to be a side hoe. That's it. And get yourself multiple women. Guys, you need to be honest with women. In 2021, going on to 2022, you need to be honest with women. Like Red Pill Marriage said, let women know from the front, hey, this is what I'm about. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Bounce, okay? You need to tell a woman nowadays, I don't do marriages, I do the harem system. You a side hoe. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Bounce. We have to understand, we are living in a time today where most men are blue-pilled, most men are weak, pathetic, and they're not good for anything. So you have to understand, as times get hard and things will get worse, okay? You know, Biden is already making it mandatory that people take the vaccine or else. It's only a matter of time before Biden puts you in concentration camps if you don't take the vaccine for Scamarona. So, things are only gonna get worse for us in the West and all over the world in general. So eventually, all these dirty, dirty hoes, they're going to be looking for an alpha male. They're going to be looking for a man to take care of them. You guys have to understand, when things get bad, we as men can do just fine on our own. Women, on the other hand, they can't do fine on their own. So women need you more than you need them. Right now, you know, woman has big daddy government paying her bills. woman can go 911 and a policeman will show up with a gun and kill you, eventually all that is gonna go away. Big Daddy government is not gonna be there to give you free money. Okay, a policeman is not gonna show up to the door with a gun and kill whoever you want him to kill. So when that day comes, and it will come, these women are gonna be looking for a man to take care of them. So we as men, very soon, God willing, of course, we are gonna have the upper hand when it comes to these dirty, dirty hoes out there. So, what you guys need to do, stay away from women. I'm in monk mode, guys. I don't talk to women. I don't approach to women. I don't even acknowledge a woman's existence, because I know the woman today who's like, my pussy's too good, I'm the bomb. I know in a little bit this bitch is gonna be sucking cock for a guy just to say, you my side hoe, bitch. So do not get married. Wait, okay? And I'm gonna tell you what my grand-grandfather said. You know, my great-grandfather is Israel. For those of you who don't know, there's no such thing as a state called Israel, okay? Israel is a lineage. Okay, Prophet Jacob, Yaqub, he is Israel, okay? Israel was a title given to the Prophet Jacob. So, what my great-granddaddy, Prophet Jacob, a.k.a. Israel, said, Sabrun Jamil. Sabrun Jamil is Arabic for patience is beautiful. Right now, guys, all these hoes are running around, playing with their pussy, getting cream pied by Chad and Tyrone, and they think they're winning because some mullah said, oh, it's perfectly okay for you to sleep around and then get that hymen surgery. And not only did the mullah say that's okay, they also told women, you shouldn't even tell the man that you had the surgery. So, guys, if you get some woman out there who's in her 20s, she's been to Dubai, she's a hairdresser, she's been to the nightclubs, and she comes to you and she says, I'm a virgin, bull fucking shit. So the bottom line here for all of you guys out there is, don't get married. Wait. Sabrun Jamil, patience is beautiful. And when all this goes down and it will collapse, these very same hoes today who are like, oh, I'm too good for you, I'm the bomb, they're gonna be sucking your cock while you say to their ugly faces, you a side hoe, bitch. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Women like it when you mistreat them. Women love it when you treat them like shit. Why? Because women are pieces of shit. I've said it before and I said it again. Women are pieces of shit. Okay? This is why women like abusive relationships. This is why women like guys who cheat on them. This is why they like guys who beat the shit out of them. This is why they like guys who take their money. This is why these women like guys who are pretty much good for nothing misfits. It's because women are attracted to bad boys. Okay, women are attracted to abusive men. They're attracted to pretty much loser men. This is what you guys have to understand. The bottom line here, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. Everything a woman does is based in Satanism, okay? Every action a woman takes is based in Satanism. This is why women destroy good boys, they destroy good men, yet at the very same time, they will support a bad boy, even if he beats the shit out of her and he leaves her for dead. And I've seen it with my own eyes. You know, I told you, when I was in LA driving a cab, I picked up a woman from a police station. They thought she was dead, but when I picked her up, I'm like, ma'am, where are we going to? She said, I'm going back to my boyfriend's place. And I'm like, the guy who left you for dead? She's like, I love him. So there you go, guys. Women love to be abused. Women love to be mistreated. So when all this comes collapsing down, a bitch is gonna be sucking your cock while you are hitting her upside her head. And guess what? She's gonna love you more for it. The more you mistreat a woman, the more you abuse a woman, the more they love you for it. I mean, look at the Taliban right now. Look at all the women in Afghanistan who are protesting. They love the fact that the Taliban is flogging them and beating them. That makes that pussy wet, guys. So that's proof right there. Just go on Google, go on YouTube, you know, watch the news. You know, all these women out there in Afghanistan who are getting beaten, whipped by the Taliban. Why are they doing it? Because they love abuse. There is nothing that makes a woman's pussy wet than when a man beats the shit out of her. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.